You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We do change based on seasons, based on where we are, based on our age, based on our experiences. Certain doshas will either go up or down based on what we're experiencing, what we're feeling. But in essence, Ayurveda is being aware of that balance that is intricately always there with you.
Hello, radically loved one. I am so excited to announce a couple of fun events that are happening next year because I am excited for 2019 to be done. So looking forward to 2020, we have two big retreats coming up next year. The first one is in Scotland and that's in May. I'm excited because Tori is actually going to help me facilitate that one, and it is Finding Your Life's Purpose. So if you've ever been curious about discovering what your dharma is, what your purpose is, or you're just looking for a different career change, or you're wanting to figure out what your highest purpose is, this retreat is for you. We spent a week in this beautiful estate. The Dunsky Castle is close by, and we get an opportunity to just sit in circle and talk about the different things that create your specific medicine and purpose. And the next retreat we're doing is next summer, and it's with International Yoga. It's the Art of Intention. It's a yoga and meditation retreat, and it's the first time I'm doing a retreat in Hawaii. We're going to Hana, and you can get more information by going to internationalyoga.com. If you register before the end of November, you can still qualify to get $400 off. This will be the third time I'm doing this particular theme. It's been 2 years since I've done an Art of Intention retreat, and I know that we're gonna get a really incredible group of people gathered to set a powerful intention, to get really clear and realign with what it is that you wanna achieve in life. So two big retreats next year, two different opportunities to get together and to actually be able to work closely and have a really incredible transformative experience. And if you can't join in person, there will be several opportunities to work with me online. Just sign up for my newsletter so you can be the first to know to register for a couple of online offerings that we have rolling out here in the next couple months. Thanks for listening. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Radically Loved Radio. I am so excited to be joined by today's guest because we have known each other for a long time now, and we've done some incredible work together as partners. And I just don't know why he's not been on the show. I think he just got too busy for us. But everybody, welcome Guni Sodhi to the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Rosie. It's my absolute honor and pleasure. And yeah, I think maybe that's just what it is. We probably just got busy. And you know, but that's not a good excuse. We're not going to let that slide.
It's not a good excuse.
We're not going to let that happen again.
No, we won't. And there's so many things I want to talk to you about today. And really what prompted this was, I mean, so many things. So for the people that are listening, maybe we should just give them a little bit of background. Like, tell everybody who you are and how we know each other.
Sure. So I guess we both share the passion of helping people. And I love stories. And Rosie knows my story about how, you know, I was impacted by Ayurveda. My younger brother passed away in a car accident at the age of 16. And how through Ayurveda and my just quest for knowledge of how you can, you know, heal yourself, and having my father be a naturopathic and Ayurvedic physician, ended up healing myself much shorter time than I had imagined, rather than taking the other prescription-based route of just medicating myself. And I discovered the power of how the body really has the ability to, when you give it the right components, to heal itself. And hence we created Uveda, because I wanted to take that vision further. What had happened to me, I was like, there's many other people that are suffering, and why not give this beautiful gift and make Ayurveda simple? Because what can seem overwhelming, I'm not going to call it complicated, I'm going to say what can be overwhelming, we wanted to simplify it, and we wanted to make it in a convenient and accessible manner, and something that's relatable too. So then, you know, I created, along with my wife and many other amazing people, Uveda. And then just a month ago, we created the Balance Being podcast as well to further help people. And what attracted me to you was just the incredible story of your youth. I mean, wow, you have been through things, and what you're doing now and how you're helping people and the communities you go and help, that touched my heart. The retreats that you go to, the transformation, it's great to work with like-minded individuals.
Yeah. And thank you for saying that. And, you know, I remember from our first conversation, both Guni and I are serial monogamists. So I said it from the beginning when we first started working together, I'm like, this is family. We're a family, and we will continue to work as a community to achieve all of those things that we want to create, especially in the world of health and wellness, and especially when it pertains to ancient practices that you created such a simple way for us to incorporate them into our life, which I am completely inspired by. And when you told me that you were launching your podcast, I was there. I was like, ready. I was like, let's do this. I'm excited. And then I listened to it and I was just so blown away. Most of my question was, why didn't you do this before? Like, what was happening? And I'm a big believer of, you do things at the right time. When you're ready, it's the best time, right? Like, we can't also, I know for me, I'm a serial procrastinator. I like to just put things, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll get to that later. And I'm sure maybe there was or there wasn't a little bit of that, but I really am so excited that you have now created a different platform to be able to provide value for everybody that needs it and that is looking for it. So I want to talk a little bit about what inspired you to finally take the plunge, even though I'm sure it's been on your mind and circulating. And I know you guys have done videos for Uveda, and there has been so much value and education that you've already put out into the world. So tell the listeners a little bit about what inspired you to create this On Being podcast. And we'll talk about the cover as well, because the artwork is my favorite.
Thank you so much. Well, I want to go back and just say, first and foremost, coming from somebody who's been doing podcasts as long as you have, it means a lot to me, because I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. You have some wonderful content, and the people that you bring on, it's awesome. To answer your question, I think it was just, I finally got over, like, maybe it's just a fear of launching, you know? I needed the perfect thing, or it wasn't going to be right. And I really also want to thank my assistant. You know, she works with me, and she really came on and said, no, let's get this done. And through her excitement and her belief, it's become a process now. And I'll be honest, Rosie, it's a lot of work. I didn't realize how much work it is. I mean, I really take my hat off to you guys now that I've kind of I'm still a newbie. Believe me, I don't know all the stuff and tips and tricks that you do, because it takes hours and hours of preparation, and then when you deliver, and then hours of editing. But I'll be honest, it's a lot of fun, because when you put it out there, and I love it. I love helping people. And at the end of the day, I think people recognize, or maybe they don't, that this is kind of free. You know, we are taking our time to really help people because we're passionate about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not a testament to kind of how much we really want to help people, you know, I mean, I don't know what else is, right?
So. Yeah. And so for the people that are listening, and most people, I don't ever want to assume that everybody knows what Ayurveda is.
Correct.
So let's give the audience just a little Cliff's Notes.
Yeah. So to me, see, Ayurveda is really about understanding you, who you are as a unique individual. And my father says it the best. He goes, when you have internal balance, external balance manifests automatically. Because as you know, Rosie, where we are is a materialization of our thoughts, our beliefs, our experiences, and our daily habits. What Ayurveda says is simply, you know, there's many different things. And our dear friend Sahara has done a wonderful job in explaining it further. But I'm going to stick to the Cliff Notes version, because it would be a really long podcast if we were to go through every.
That would be the whole podcast.
Yeah, I think it'd be episode 1 through 30. Mm-hmm. So we don't want that. But it's in Ayurveda, we are in alignment of our heart set, our mindset, our spiritual set, and our physical components. There's doshas. You know, there's different doshas that each of us are there, but that doesn't mean that through our lifetime, we're only that one set of doshas. We are predominantly dominated by a certain set, but we do change based on seasons, based on where we are, based on our age, based on our experiences. Certain doshas will either go up or down based on what we're experiencing, what we're feeling. But in essence, Ayurveda is being aware of that balance that is intricately always there with you, the homeostasis. And that balance is a balance of the relationships, the relationship that me and Rosie share, me and my wife, me and my coworkers, the relationship I have with my food, with my environment. How much time do I get to relax? How passionate am I for what I do? Creating that balance is what Ayurveda stresses. And there, it's an intelligent system. I mean, it's basically one of the oldest, over more than 5,000-year-old Indian science. And it is a sister concern of yoga. Meditation arises from there. I mean, it's amazing. But in essence, what Ayurveda is recognizing and learning about you and understanding the intelligence of you. And that's kind of where we came up with the name. You is you, and Vedas is knowledge. So the knowledge of you. And there's nothing better than having the knowledge of yourself. Even when I was going through my brother, and after my brother passed away, I had no idea how much the mind could sabotage your grieving process. Mm. Instead of allowing my body and even my emotions to grieve, my mind would get in the way and allow me to process what had happened. Always trying to figure it out. How can I figure it out? How can I change it? Well, Rosie, there's nothing I could change. It had happened. Mm. But that story, I kept on replaying and kept going. And that story brought me more grief. It got in the way of the natural grieving process. But again, that was my recognition that I had to go through. And something that I had to recognize and again be aware of. Otherwise, it's and that's a beautiful thing. Ayurveda is also about becoming aware of these new patterns, new ways of thinking, and new behaviors. That once you're able to be aware of them, it's phenomenal the change that you can make.
Yeah, and so, I love that. I mean, because it's the sister science to yoga, right? I mean, that's part of what creates such a beautiful marriage of these two sciences. And I love, obviously, that's so much part of my life and why I love what you're doing, is because you're creating a way for everybody to have access to these healing modalities that I find are, to me, anytime I've been in a situation in my life where I've been off balance, or my body is, or I'm sick, or I'm going through different changes, the minute I go back to Ayurveda, everything goes back to normal. It's really been the only thing that for me and my body has restored me back to health. I'll always go back to Ayurveda.
Absolutely. It's you going back to who all of us are innately at our true core. You know, I mean.
So tell us about, describe what the cover of your podcast is.
Oh my God. It is my, I mean, I don't know how to describe. It's the greatest blessing I have ever felt in my life. For parents that are your audience, I'm sure they're there. Is basically me holding my son wearing, I think we have both matching hats on, yes. And we took this picture when we were at a friend's wedding in Napa Valley, and he only put the hat on for 2 seconds, but my wife was able to get the picture. So it was adorable. But that is, when I go home, Rosie, and I become really strict about this. When I go home, I throw my phone away, and I don't check any other devices, nothing, and I just spend time with him. Mm. And the joy and the stress that's relieved, it's amazing. I mean, I never realized how fun and amazing it would be to be a parent. Wow. Until I actually was that, and you know, so it's been amazing.
Well, and so can you tell us a little bit about what inspired the title?
Yeah, absolutely. So we wanted to call it the Balanced Being Podcast because simply, I think most or all stress and suffering originate when we let imbalance prolong for too long. Mm-hmm. Overworking, overexerting yourself physically, not eating the right type of foods for too long, maybe not addressing your emotions for too long, not fixing that relationship and letting it prolong, and that just eats you. Getting down on yourself, or heck, how about this one? Not going for your dreams long enough, or as you so rightfully called me out on it, why the heck didn't I launch my podcast for so long? And I love that. That's what friends like us do, right? I mean,
it's true.
And I did it as a foundation, and even how we build and how we're planning to build the episodes, it kind of is built in a way that you could listen to that episode and go back to the other one, and that builds on that one, and that builds on that one. It's to create the awareness of kind of like what I wish I had known, and providing a roadmap. So the first episode starts with the foundational pillars of what is balance, and understanding those foundational pillars, and then building on that, and then building on that, and building on that. So to me, it's just, I wanted to give back and just say, look, like, we are meant to thrive on this planet, right? No matter the circumstances, there's people that are in positions greater and even much less than us that are still thriving. And it's a gentle reminder to us that to try to create that balance or be aware of that balance, because when in that balance is really when you are able to thrive. And there's a definition, is balance doesn't just mean that, you know, okay, this much time to work, this much time to play. It's your work can be your play. You know, your play could be your work. Many times people get lost that are passionate and they love what they do. They get lost in their work. And that achieves everything. Like, that achieves their work, that achieves their play, that reduces their stress. So then when they're done with it, they can go and do other things because they're so passionate about it. So it's recognizing and kind of eliminating the stereotypes that we have. There's also one we did about the balanced hustle, about how in this day and age, it's like, go, 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 go. There is numerous studies out there. I don't even think I have to, people can Google it, that is not sustainable.
Yeah.
I mean, a cheetah cannot run 60 miles an hour for a whole minute.
So, yeah.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I think it's like 11 seconds and boom, it catches its prey, it does the job, done. And that's how humans are designed.
Wow. Yeah. And it's so true. And I love that you speak to that, because I feel like so many of us in this industry, we're also entrepreneurs. We have
businesses,
we're excited about projects, and we can also fall into that. I mean, you don't know how many times I can hear myself, even, you know, 2 years ago or last year, where I'm talking about balance and taking care of yourself, and I was so depleted, like lack of sleep, and I was traveling a lot, and it felt like I was, you know, burning at, what is it called? I was burning
the candle.
The candle at both ends. Yeah. Thank you. We can play charades. Yeah. We'd be a good team on charades. I'm like, what is this thing called? You know exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly.
But that was the feeling. And I'll be the first one to call myself out, you know, because I'm a big fan of being transparent and honest with people, especially my audience. Like,
a quick message from our sponsor. If you're looking for a nutrient system that truly embraces and complements the mind-body balance in a holistic, nurturing way, then wellness kits from Uveda are your natural answer. They're created with the help of naturopathic and Ayurvedic practitioners committed to the healing tradition's mantra of purity and harmony. These top quality ingredients are hand-picked and refined in a way that preserved utmost quality and potency. Discover a wide range of formulas that deliver essential fatty acids, herbs, probiotic strains, and enzymes to help support your health and wellness needs. Whether you're looking for a natural detox support, a gentle digestive aid, soothing probiotics, or a formula dense in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, you can be assured you're getting only the best natural healing remedies for your body. Go to youveda.com, that's youveda.com, and enter the promo code Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, for a special discount on your first purchase.
We all go through these different phases in life, and I find it so important to have the right support. And that's why one of the big reasons why I wanted to have you on is because I feel like I admire everything that you're doing and everything that you've created and everything that you continue to create. And I think that we both have that as one of our values, is to be able to have the proper support. And I feel completely supported by you and what you're doing. And I hope that you feel the same about me. And I feel like the more that we continue to practice that and show the people listening to this that they can also have that same support by looking for information or finding the right friends and the right community and the right classes and the right events. And like, all of these things are helpful to our own spiritual, physical, emotional well-being, right?
Absolutely. And believe me, there's no doubt about your support. So you have been there since day one. But you know what's really interesting, what you just said, is even being on a platform such as this, Rosie, it allows, if we do a solo cast or we have guests on, it allows you to be really brutally honest with yourself. Like, I'll share something that you know, that I've shared before on the podcast, but I realized just that there was a part of me, when I would see others be successful, that it came out of jealousy.
Mm.
But that was a pattern that I had to call myself out on. And it's a horrible thing. Because when I changed to celebrate, when I started to be like, oh my God, that is freaking awesome. Like, Rosie, way to go. That was an awesome episode, or that was such a great, great book, I mean, that you wrote. All of a sudden, the stuff that started manifesting in my world was in support of what was happening to the other individual, started also happening for me. Because I am no longer sticking to that low-grade energy. I mean, I'm sure you've studied that, right? Like, the mm-hmm. the higher me, the lower me.
Yeah, but tell us about it, because I think it's important. Maybe somebody listening to this might not.
No, absolutely. So lower form energy is that negative self-talk. And that lower, you feel it. It feels when you get jealous. I mean, maybe a friend bought like this really nice house or something that you want, and you're like, oh, well, they had their dad's support, or you know what, they do this and all that. But that's out of jealousy, or it's not positive. Instead of being like, oh my God, that's amazing. That friend wanted that house. They worked hard for it. Just look at the joy in his eyes or her eyes, and they look so happy, and I could not be more happy. That is you recognizing another individual's success, which resonates you with that energy, which at the end, if you're resonating with that energy, you're manifesting that energy into your own world. Now, does that mean that you're going to get a house as well? No, not exactly. I mean, but something else could resonate. Maybe, yeah, maybe. Who knows, right? Maybe. If you're ready and that's it, yeah. Yeah. But what else could resonate, because you're being happy for them, is an amazing opportunity comes to you. You're like, whoa, like somebody that you've always wanted to reach out to, or somebody that's you know, or some place you wanted to go, or somebody that you wanted to meet, or just something. But that vibrational energy is so important to recognize. And I it was scary, but I had to be brutally honest. I was like, you know, I used to do this. Now I've changed that habit. I'd love to celebrate others' achievements, my friend's achievement, whether I know you or not. I love to celebrate it.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah. And I think that that's part of what creates a strong, sustainable community. You know, like, I think that I totally agree. You know, I've definitely come from a place too where I feel that, or I've had the experience of like, oh, why did they get this? You know, I'm way more qualified, or I have way more experience, or whatever it may be. Why didn't I get this? You know, and I feel like that kind of questioning has never served any good at all, ever. Like, feeling that feeling only perpetuates more of that. And I have had friends that I've broken up with, and I'm sorry if you're listening to this, you know who you are because we've had these conversations, where, and it's been, you know, more of a conscious uncoupling, I guess.
Correct.
I would call it.
But, gotcha.
You know, having people in my life that would come at it from this angle of, I could feel the sort of resentment or the jealousy. And I'm always a big supporter of, like, I believe in abundance. Like, I don't come from a scarcity mindset where somebody starts a podcast or somebody's doing their own teacher training or somebody's doing, and it's like, I want to support. I'm like, how could I support you? Yes, more of this. This is amazing. You know, I may have an opinion of the content, but that's just because I'm human and I have opinions. Like, everybody has an opinion, you know? But the thing is, you know, having people in my life that were coming from this place of like judgment, and I could feel it, just felt weird to share any celebration with them. And I started to find myself like not sharing, oh, like I've got an agent now, or I've got this really, you know, big project that I'm working on and I'm really excited to share. I have a group of friends, you know, that includes Sahara, where I can share those wins and I feel supported and I feel excited to share because I know that they're going to celebrate and rejoice together. Then there's this other group that I just felt like, oh, I can't really share that because I'm going to feel like,
right,
it's not received. So I have a question for you on that. Like, have you ever experienced that? Have you been on either side, and how did you deal with that?
Yes, I have. And I'll tell you about my journey. So before I got married to my wife, and this is where the wisdom of, I feel women have this intuition that is amazing. And especially like listening to my wife has gotten me out of a lot of speeding tickets and even just made the right decision. But so she introduced, like, we do this yearly thing. Well, every at the end of the year, we have our different pillars, again, that I talk about the podcast. And then we will review them. How are they going? How's our health? How's our careers? How's our family doing? And when we first started putting them together, and we got to our relationships and social pillar, you know, she's like, you know what? Some friends you may not have anymore, just because that's going to be the evolution. And I was like, what the heck are you talking about? I've had these friends for my life. Like, why would I not? And it wasn't until I started getting more serious about my own self-work and working on myself and going to like-minded conferences and really connecting with people that were pushing the envelope, but then also doing stuff for the greater good, had missions bigger than themselves. It wasn't just, I want to make X amount of money and retire and have kids and I'm good, which is great. If that's happiness and joy, awesome. I love it. But maybe, you know, to me, it was, I want to make an impact. I want to help people. I would love to leave a legacy, you know, that when I hold my little Arav and I look at him, he can be proud of his daddy and be like, you know, when I'm gone, he can look back and be like, wow, look at all the people that my father was able to impact. And so it started happening. Certain friends automatically started slipping out of my life. Less communication, less contact. And I'm just like you. I have certain friends that I will tell like everything. Hey, we got a new project going. Check out this. We just landed this new client, or we got this cool new distributor coming. And there's other friends that you're just like, yeah, things are going good. well, let's talk about the game, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So it's, but it took me a little bit of time at the start because it was uncomfortable, but it's because I don't think I recognized my own ability or what I was destined to do or my, what maybe a lack of self-belief that I could do that.
Yeah.
But now it's fully natural to me. There's filtrations of sharing.
Yeah.
And it just spares you the, it honestly spares you that, like, I think the awkwardness that happens. Sometimes they don't get it. Like, wait, why are you going to this conference again? You're going to spend three days doing what?
What?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rosie's going to be meditating for how long? What?
Yeah, no, I love that you're saying that because there's this, because it's all, it's almost, you know, I have a coach that I work with, her name's Lauren Zander, and we did this Facebook Live that if you go to my Facebook page, it's still on there. And we talked about, she creates these buckets of friends, like you put friends in this bucket and then, you know, then like the medium tiered friends in this bucket. And then the bucket that you're like, I don't need to actually be friends with these people in like the third bucket. So it almost sounds like you, that's what you did. Like you did that, you created that in a sense. And it obviously served you because, I mean, it sounds like you've got a great network of support around you.
I do. And I'm very grateful for it, but I would say, honestly, Rosie, for me, I think it was that awareness and then it kind of happened on its own.
Yeah.
It just kind of fell away. Yeah. It's a vibration. And I really began to treat energy. And I'm not saying like I can read people's aura or anything. It's just,
I'm sure you can. I have a feeling that you can. Tell us the truth. Tell us everything.
A little bit. I can pick up on a little bit just, but it's, I'm sure after an amazing yoga session, you just know when somebody's coming up to you and you can also, from a vibrational energy, you can be like, wow, this person's coming at me from a selfish point of view or unselfish, or this person truly is, has not, really, you know, this person needs to go deeper. So it's, I began to pick that up from a vibrational standpoint that this doesn't resonate with me. This is not serving me, you know, and have the power to really, and the ability to be like, okay, you know, I think I need to move on and focus on these individuals a little bit more.
Oh, hey guys. So everybody knows that skinny dipped almonds is now one of my major food groups. Skinny dipped almonds are non-GMO verified and are wrapped in a thin layer of artisan dark chocolate and have 70% less sugar than yesterday's chocolate covered almonds. They're really good. I mean, that's really all I'm going to say about it. I would always feel really guilty when I would eat an entire bag of chocolate covered other things. And most of my friends are really excited anytime they see me because they know I'm going to bring them a bag of skinny dipped almonds. And I'm excited for all of you guys to try these awesome skinny dipped almonds. I'm actually, you know, it's really not difficult to talk about how much I love these because I really eat them all the time. And now Tori's addicted to them. The dogs think they're doggy treats, but do not feed your dogs chocolate because it's really toxic for them. I don't really know what else to say. These skinny dipped almonds are so fucking good. If you want to try them, use our promo code to get 15% off your entire order. Use the code RADLOVE15. Go to skinnydippedalmonds.com or you can go to the info button on this particular podcast. Go to the link, click the link, fill up your cart with almonds that are skinny dipped in chocolate. They have so many different flavors. Dark chocolate raspberry, dark chocolate espresso. I'm not a coffee person, but they're actually really good. The ones I'm eating right now are the dark chocolate cocoa. The best ones are the peanut butter ones, but I feel like I already told you guys about the peanut butter ones. I just love them so much. If you happen to try them, tag me on Instagram and I'll send you a special gift. Don't forget to use the code RADLOVE15, RADLOVE15 for your discount. So now we can go back to our show.
Something that I think about, and every time I talk to you, because you're always so optimistic and positive about everything. And I think that one of the things that comes to mind when I think about you or your company or the content that you're creating is that you've always been such a big proponent on helping people find their internal pharmacy.
I love that.
Yep. That's what comes to mind when I think about you and what you're doing. I'm like, oh, he's just helping us find our internal pharmacy. Like that's what Ayurveda is. And I love that. And so, and I feel like everything that you've said on this podcast, it's going straight to that. So what kind of advice can you, the people that are listening to this podcast that perhaps aren't fully connected to that part of themselves yet and are looking for a little bit of guidance with regard to how we can continue to feed our inner self, and it physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, however it connects to you, like, what can you say to those people listening to this podcast right now that are just wanting a little bit of guidance, encouragement, wisdom?
Okay. No, it's a great question. I'm going to get right into it and just say, look at where you're struggling in life, because most of the time you're not going to pay attention to the positives. Although the positives could be a long list when you really look at it, we're always honed into the negatives. See where you're struggling. And I love to say this because I've said it to many people and they listen, but they don't actually do the activity. it's you get the change in the doing. And I mean it. I mean, I would love if everybody would go and just spend 5 to 10 minutes. Write down what you're struggling with, okay, on one column. And on another column, challenge yourself to come up with solutions. What you're going to do over there is you're going to get perspectives on both. What is the problem I'm battling with, and what is the solution? And then you pick the choice of what you want to spend more time on. Do you want to spend more time on repenting, keep on doing this and doing this? You know what Einstein says? You cannot solve a problem with the same consciousness that created it, right? It's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible. They have done studies where people with anxiety and clinical depression have changed their behaviors, just their behaviors, just their behaviors. And they have gotten rid of their depression and anxiety because, again, they were coming at it from the same energy going in rather than something new. A new behavior is also a new energy. So I think for people that are struggling is write down what you're struggling with. But then right there, don't just focus on that. Have a solution to that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, hey, I want to lose weight. Okay, wonderful. I'm so happy you're recognizing that. Now let's begin to see how you can do it. Can you, maybe it's too much to go all in on like a cycling or high intensity class. Throughout your 8-9 hour working day, can you go out for a 10-minute walk and do some deep breathing?
Yeah.
Maybe you can incorporate more water, more green tea, so your metabolism starts kicking up more. Maybe you have that, have want to improve a relationship with your family member. Well, can you first maybe let go of what you're holding against them internally and then go have that conversation in a nice way and try to see their point of view and try to resolve it? That's what I would like to encourage is start with what you're struggling with instead of just the positives. And I think starting with that really will help you, because when you can solve that issue that you're really struggling with, it gives you the confidence and energy to go towards the other stuff. It's that thing that in the morning, you want to get rid of your hardest thing first. You know, this morning running a business, you know, me and my assistant, we're like, yay, we get to review all of our finances and do the audit. And I can't get up too excited for that, Rosie. Right, I don't care what you say. I mean, even if I'm doing that with one of your cool clients like LeBron, I would still not be that excited.
right. Oh my goodness. Yeah, totally. Oh, I hear you. No, it's definitely not like a, yeah, but you know what? But you do it.
You do it. And I feel so much the rest of the stuff is fun. But yeah, I mean, that's what I would ask your audience is start with what you're struggling with, but do that exercise, actually write it down. I would encourage pen and paper. There is this wonderful monk. I'm not sure if you know or not, Dandipani. I think he was at an event. Yeah. He's awesome. So we actually know him. My dad used to go and volunteer at the Kauai Hindu Monastery, And he was their official monk, Dr. Monk for a little wow. bit. And so we knew him growing up, and oh. I've reached out to him since, and I'm like, man, you're doing awesome. This is sweet. You're spreading the knowledge. And we connected, I think, a couple months ago. But he says, and people can find it on Google, Dandipani handwritten release or something. You can do that. But he says that there is a subconscious connection. When you take what's running in your mind, write it down on a piece of paper, just like journaling as well. I'm sure many of us do it. It's like a tape playing it over and over again. But then when you take it and write it down, that tape starts spinning slowly and slowly and slowly, and then it's out. What will happen is the problem that you're struggling with is on one side, and then what you want to fix is on another side. And your mind is always looking to solve problems. So if you can do it right, you will begin to focus more on the solution. And a good side effect is you will naturally become solution oriented instead of problem focused.
Yeah, oh, I love that. And he's got a great TED Talk on focus.
He does. He's yeah. amazing. I love him.
He is the best. Can you introduce me to him? That'd
yes.
be amazing.
Consider
Thank
it
you.
Done. Consider great. It done. Remind me after this podcast.
Okay, you got it. And I have it yeah. on tape. So now we're like, or on tape. Listen to me. I'm dating myself. I'm going back to analog, Guni. That's it.
No, seriously, remind me. I'll connect you to him.
Okay, great. Yeah, yeah. All right. So I want to just take a quick opportunity for the people that are watching this on YouTube or the people that are listening to this podcast. Where can they go for more information on you? Where can they connect with you?
Sure.
If they want to hear more or to just ask questions.
Yeah. So you can go on Instagram. It's guni.sodhi. So guny.sodhi. That's my personal Instagram. To be honest, I don't really spend too much time there. It's more on the company Instagram. I'm on it sometimes, my wife, my assistant, others are on it. So _ Uveda is there. You can also go to our website, uveda.com, uveda.com. And then check out the podcast, the Balanced Being Podcast. Again, the Balanced Being Podcast. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify, Google Podcasts, almost every kind of medium and platform there is, we're there. And we try to release a new episode every week. I think we are planning to record one tomorrow to kind of keep up the consistency. So right after yours, we're going to go and plan another one.
Perfect. That's so exciting. Yes. So for the people that are listening to this or watching this on YouTube, if you go to the info button of this particular podcast, you will find all of the links that Guni just mentioned. And we'll be sure to tag Dandapani's TED Talk yes, on there too, so yes. you guys can check it out. All right, so I asked this to all my guests. It's the final question, and Ooh. I'm so excited to hear what your answer is. And it's about why I created this forum, and it's the idea that we are all radically loved and radically supported by God, Source, Higher Power, whatever it is. The universe works for us and not against us. And so the final question to you is, how do you feel radically loved?
I feel radically loved by being able to put my head down on my pillow and be able to go to sleep at night knowing that I get to get up and work on what I love. I have a family that loves me no matter what. I have a roof over my head, which gosh, how much of the world's population doesn't. I get to eat clean food whenever I want. I have access to drinking water. And just the incredible gratitude that I have for where I am, what I'm doing, and the people I know, especially like you. And that is what makes me feel radically loved.
I love that. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you.
I am so honored that you did this. And if I just take a moment again to just say thank you for everything that you've done to support us and our community. And for those of you listening or watching this, like you guys don't even realize how much work actually goes into everything that they're doing. And they're putting all of their love, effort, and energy into building not only this company, other companies, other projects. Everything that Guni's doing is just coming from a heart-centered place. And I do want to say that Uveda sponsored a spot for my Italy retreat. So there is somebody that's coming to this retreat because of them. And I just want to say thank you here on this podcast.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I think these are those things that, you know, you guys do in the background that never get celebrated. And I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you and to celebrate everything that you guys are doing. And I feel so honored and happy and grateful to be a part of this family. And I can't wait to see what is to come in the future. So thank you again.
Thank you, Rosie. Thank you so much. And we actually prefer to just kind of be impacting people in the background. It's just how we're made up here.
I know, but I just wanted to let everybody know because I think
thank you so much.
And I'm honored. Thank you so much. And thank you everybody who's listening to this. If you liked this episode and you think that it would be of value to somebody you know, please share it with them. Share it on all of your platforms. Tag us. Let us know what you thought about this episode. Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. And we love you and we thank you for being here and for listening.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.